for marriage bill that you had 12 Republican senators led by Tom Tillis basically pass an unconstitutional codification of Neil Gorsuch's high court ruling. That is to say, now get this. Now, this is so weird to me. The Supreme Court in Dobbs says the Constitution is silent on things like abortion, and I think they're going to say marriage eventually, but the Constitution is silent. The federal government has no role. It's left to the state's police power. And then what do these 12 Republican, the Dirty Dozen senators do with Democrats? They pass a law governing marriage when it belongs to the states. If, as they fear, they ever overturn Hodges, this is the mandate of gay marriage, like they did Roe, then they will overturn the Respect for Marriage Act, because the federal government does not have the power to make family law and marriage and basically the criminal code, except for a few instances throughout the several states. So they're attacking the Constitution, and quite frankly, you're right. McConnell's going along with it. That is the problem. These people need to be primaried. We need new leadership in the Senate, and that's where the focus ought to be. I couldn't agree more.
Do you think he enjoys being in that number two role, because he's been able to enrich himself for the last 30 years?
Well, there have been critics who say he'd rather be minority leader, as leader, than in the majority but not majority leader. Yes.
Because
there's something going on there. You're quite right.
Boehner and Paul Ryan, so that's why I'm a little leery about what McCarthy can do.
Well, I think you ought to give him a shot. I had good luck in the House with some of these guys, but the Senate was a problem while I was in Washington. Hey, my thanks to the gang back in the control room for doing such a great job, great team here on the Clay and Buck Show. My thanks to all of you. Check out Party Animal and jasonlewis.substack.com, and I will see you next time on the Clay and Buck broadcast.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
If one of your goals this year is to do business with companies who share your values, then switch to Pure Talk for your cell phone service.
Pure Talk is proudly veteran owned. They proudly employ a U.S.-based customer service team.
Their service kicks butt. It's on one of the largest networks out there with blazing fast data, talk, and text for just $30 a month.
That's probably half of what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile.
You can keep your phone and your phone number and switch over in as little as 10 minutes.
Pure Talk has a first month risk-free guarantee. Try it, and if you're not completely happy with your Pure Talk service, you'll get your money back.
Support a company who supports you. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and get 50% off your first month. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake for exclusive holiday savings. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for last-minute shopping. legacybox.com/keepsake.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right. This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A suspect in the deaths of four Idaho college students has been arrested in Pennsylvania. Details on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A law enforcement official said Friday that authorities in Pennsylvania arrested a suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students who were found stabbed to death in their beds more than a month ago. Arrest paperwork filed in Monroe County Court said 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger was being held for extradition to Idaho on a warrant for first-degree murder. A Ph.D. student by the same name is listed in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University, which is a short drive across the state line from the University of Idaho. Messages seeking more information were left for officials at WSU. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Southwest Airlines returning to a relatively normal flight schedule as the focus now shifts to making things right with what could well be more than a million passengers who miss family connections or flights home during the holidays, and many of whom are still missing luggage. In consumer news, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, know this. When it's cold, the driving distance will drop dramatically. Keith Peters explains.
According to AAA, electric vehicle owners will see a decrease in driving range, and that'll be compounded by the use of the vehicle's indoor climate control system. When the temperature drops below 20 degrees outside and the heater's used, the car's driving range drops by 41%. A AAA spokesman says as long as drivers understand that there are limitations when operating electric vehicles in more extreme climates, they are less likely to be caught off guard by an unexpected drop in driving range. Keith Peters reporting.
That on Wall Street, the Dow is down 315 points, the NASDAQ off 115. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Sarah. I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't help that gas prices have skyrocketed. I can't believe how much it costs for gas now.
Everyone's talking about how much gas is, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app, and I get cash back for every gallon of gas I buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid real cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yeah, real cash every time I buy gas.
What? That sounds like it could really add up.
I've made around $200 already.
Wow, that's serious extra money. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code APP200 for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code APP200 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus in your first tank. That's code APP200 for 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With December's numbers yet to be recorded, Nevada's gaming win for 2022 has broken last year's record win. For the first 11 months of this year, Nevada's casinos reported a gaming win of $13.5 billion. That's up 10.2% from the same period a year ago. Last year's record gaming win was $13.4 billion. November's numbers had good and bad news. First, the good news. Nevada's gaming win topped $1 billion for the 21st straight month. The bad? 17 of 20 markets monitored by the Nevada Gaming Control Board were down from November of last year. While the gaming win statewide was down 7.6%, the Clark County win was down 8.4%, with the Las Vegas Strip itself down 11.3%. 87% of the state's gaming win comes from Clark County casinos. Well, with the holiday festivities coming to an end, there are more than 30 drop-off locations where you can recycle live Christmas trees for free. A program run by the Southern Nevada Christmas Tree Recycling Committee is now available through January 15th. If you want to find a drop-off location, visit the Springs Preserve website at springspreserve.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Several crashes right now on the surface streets in the Las Vegas Valley. Southbound Las Vegas Boulevard at Flamingo, that's a hit and run. Westbound Lone Mountain, that's at Rancho. Got an incident westbound Charleston at Valley View. And congestion on the Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector. And now the best of live and local with Kevin Wall.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us as we say goodbye to 2022 and hello to 2023. We're going to be spending much of this week dealing with that subject, the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023. No better person to do it with than Mick Akers, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. He writes about a variety of topics, everything from Clark County trying to tighten things up on drunk drivers and the Oakland A's maybe moving to Southern Nevada. Mick, first of all, how was your holiday? How was your Christmas?
Great, just pretty low-key, just the way I like it.
Did you travel or did you stay here?
Oh, no, I stayed in town. Most of my immediate family's here, so, you know, that's a good thing. I don't have to leave town.
I know one of the subjects that you touched upon in one of your recent pieces in the RJ, and that is that Clark County is looking at the last place drunk drivers were being served before getting involved in a crash. Can you talk a little bit about what the county is trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, so they're putting together this plan about, you know, tackling road issues. They just have the newly formed Office of Traffic Safety that formed, you know, earlier this year. So now they're kind of putting their plan into place. And one of those is, you know, mitigating drunk driving crashes and especially fatalities. You know, those represent 47% of all fatalities on the roads in Clark County. So obviously a major issue there. So they're looking, you know, at all avenues, and one of them is going to be working with some of their partners, you know, local law enforcement and such about, you know, when there is a fatal DUI crash, they want to track the last place, the person that was involved in that, where they had their last drink. So at this moment, they're kind of getting together. Hey, how can we get this going? What pieces, what kind of information we can get from the law enforcement and all that. And then from there, they're going to put down the plan. And right now, it's mainly going to be, geared towards education. So they'll go to this, whatever establishment it might be, go ahead and give an education session to the workers there about, the dangers of over-serving, kind of spotting when someone's had too much to drink, and then, kind of going from there. So right now it's in its early stages, but right now, they're kind of trying to get this whole traffic plan in place here.
What does the law say now about that last place where a drunk driver was being served?
Yeah, so right now there's an NRS in place where, you really can't do anything legally or anything like that. So that's going to be one of the things they look at down the line. Like right now, as mentioned, they're going to be looking at an education portion on this. So from there, if they, this continues to be an issue, they are going to look at other avenues, and that's going to obviously be looking at, hey, can we hold them accountable? And for that to happen, the county is going to have to go through and, vote that process through. And then that's going to have, some kind of state level at the legislature there as well. So, if that is going to be the choice, it's not going to happen overnight.
I've had service industry people for years tell me, how do I know that somebody who walks into my establishment is drunk when they may have had two drinks over the last 5 hours or five drinks in the last 2 hours before they ever got to my front door? How do we hold an establishment or a bartender responsible?
Right. So I guess that's what they're going to be kind of figuring out. But as you mentioned, it's going to be a pretty slippery slope on that. People go to multiple establishments in one night. So like you said, someone could have the bulk maybe if it's somewhere else. But if the last one they have is somewhere where they, I guess they're already intoxicated. But, some people show signs of that, a little worse than others. So, it's going to be some, tricky situation there to figure that out. But, that's kind of the deal they're trying to work through. They're trying to get this into place by the end of next year, so they have this whole year to work on that, but that's going to be a major component of that.
Now, do they want this to be punitive in any way?
That's what they have to look at down the line. Right now, it's just the education focus. Like I said, anything else, beyond that, it's going to take a lot of, legal work, legislative work and all that, changing NRSs, and that's not an easy thing to do. That's a multiple-year kind of deal there, and I'm sure there's going to be some pushback from the, the bars and casinos and all that. So, it's not going to be something that's, easily done.
Again, Mick Akers joining us, a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I got to ask you, because everybody asked me and because they know that you're on our show on a fairly regular basis talking about it, and that is the Oakland A's. What do you expect from the A's? Are we getting close to some sort of decision on whether to move here or to stay in Oakland?
Yeah, so the last few months it's kind of been at a stalemate. That, nothing really in either direction's happened. They had that missed date in November as far as getting anything done this year in Oakland. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We're a couple of days away from 2023, so that's going to be pushing them next year. They still have the two sites they're looking at here in Vegas: the one, the Tropicana site, and then the Las Vegas Festival Ground site near the Sahara. So we got those two still there. They still haven't made a decision on which one, they would focus on in Las Vegas. They've had those two in sight for, the past several months. So you figure that decision might come down sometime early next year and kind of get, the ball rolling. Obviously, I've been told by sources that they are, looking for some kind of public money similar to what the Raiders got with that $750 million paid for by room tax. Most of the politicians locally and statewide have, focused. They say, hey, we don't want to give any more, tax cuts like that to professional sports teams. We've proven we're a professional sports town and we shouldn't have to do that. The other avenues is, looking at them with a tax district or, some kind of tax break as far as when they do some construction. So there is some avenues, but it's not going to be as much as the Raiders got. And, I'm assuming they're going to want some kind of sweetheart deal like that. So we got that going on. We got Lombardo coming on board here next year as governor, and then we got a new mayor in Oakland with Shane Tao, and she's already said, hey, we want to keep the A's here, but not at the cost, you know, of the taxpayers, which the previous mayor has been saying the whole time. So, you know, it's kind of looking like we're going right into the same situation we've been in the last few months heading into 2023 there.
Do you get a sense, and I get a chance to talk to a lot of politicians, that there are people who may have objected at the time to giving $750 million to the project in the form of public money? But now when we've seen all the great events that have been there and the great events that are going to be there, i.e. the Super Bowl, do you get a sense that maybe people are warming to the idea of a public-private partnership? And I'm talking about politicians more than anybody else.
Well, you know, some of those people that kind of were against it, one of those being Tick Sagerbloom, he said, hey, now, you know, I've kind of come around on it, seeing all these events, and it's done what it was supposed to do. It's bringing a lot of visitors here. You know, some of those events are more than half full of visitors. So obviously that's a lot of hotel room nights here, and that's the main push on that. And those hotel room nights then pay for that room tax. So it's kind of the revolving cycle there that is, hey, our plan is working as, you know, as expected. But as far as, you know, kind of doing it for another major arena or stadium, it just doesn't seem like the appetite's there. Like they said, hey, we've proven ourselves. So now, you know, kind of, you guys want to come here, we have all the buzz, and, you know, we kind of have the upper hand now.
Do you get a sense that there is a consensus on the part of the A's as to where they want to go? And I'm not just talking about Oakland versus Las Vegas, but of the two sites here in Las Vegas?
You know, at first it looked like they're leaning towards the Tropicana, and it seemed like they might, you know, hey, here's our plans on that. But then the last minute they came back in with that festival ground site with Phil Ruffin. So, you know, it seems like they still have both of them even par on that. Hopefully they come out with, you know, their preferred option, because I think that would help get some of that ball rolling towards if, hey, we can talk some tax stuff here with some of the politicians, because most of the ones I've talked to have been like, hey, they don't even have their plan ready, that, you know, they still have those sites. We haven't seen any kind of renderings or anything like that. So, yeah, once that happens, you know, maybe some of these politicians can change their tune on that. But, you know, just a lot has to happen. And like I said, we still haven't heard from Lombardo about his stance on, you know, stadium and, you know, financing pro sports teams. So yeah, I think that'll be another key component, you know, where he lands on that.
More coming up with Mick Akers. We're going to take a look back at 2022. We're going to look ahead to 2023. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
New Year's Eve, the South Point Hotel and Casino is your hotspot for great times. Love the 80s? You'll love the Spazmatics. Love the music of Queen? Your destination is Bohemian Queen. Want a little of everything in one show? Then the Bronx Wanderers will be waiting to entertain. All shows come with packages included in the purchase price. Go to southpointcasino.com and click on New Year's Eve for more information. This year, welcome in the new year at your entertainment destination, the South Point.
Happy New Year!
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Pink. Our competitors are doing something crazy, giving rebates and discounts you might not get. The one thing I guarantee at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, 22 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 13K off MSRP. 22 Challenger GT, 7K off MSRP. 22 Durango SXT up to $8,250 off MSRP. And lease a Durango GT all-wheel drive, 24-month lease, $399 due at signing. $309 a month. So don't forget to come see me at 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's hear some
traffic with a test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're counting it down to a brand new year. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Mick Akers joining us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers a lot of different areas of Southern Nevada. And I wanted to take a look back at 2022. And when I look back at 2022, I view it as kind of a transitional year as we get further and further away from the pandemic. And I'm curious, Mick, with all the stuff that you cover, what are your impressions of 2022 as we look back kind of in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, you know, kind of pushing further away from the pandemic issues, obviously we came back pretty strong with visitation in Las Vegas and, you know, some of these revenues from the gaming sector, you know, setting all-time records and all that. So obviously looking pretty rosy headed into 2023. We got tons of major events coming through. We kind of solidified ourselves has what they want to call us now, the sports and entertainment capital of the world, bringing some of these large events here. We're going to have the Pro Bowl coming up here in February. You look further down the line, next February, we'll have the Super Bowl, and then there's all kinds of things in between.
F1.
You know, so it seems like we're continuing towards, you know, the sports capital of the world, they want to call us now. But, you know, Las Vegas is just kind of growing, you know, just away from, you know, relying on gaming and entertainment.
F1, what is it going to mean to Las Vegas?
Oh, that's going to be massive. So that's going to be a billion-dollar weekend coming up in November. It's going to be, you know, one of the three U.S. races they have in F1. It's going to be multiple nights of basically sold-out Las Vegas rooms at a premium price. You know, we've seen some of these thousands of dollars for just like the least expensive one. So I saw like $2,000 for a four-night stay. They have this $1 million package at the Wynn, a $5 million package at Caesars. You know, so there's no shortage of, you know, big ticket items with this race here. So, you know, they're expecting upwards of, you know, 70 to 100,000. It's, you know, sweet spot in between there somewhere. But, you know, these are some people looking to spend some money. They got high-end fashion. They got, you know, all the restaurants here. So, you know, it's going to be a huge few days there in November.
I wanted to touch on something that you talked about, and that was the gaming numbers, what, billion-dollar months consecutively. I mean, it's incredible. Do you have any feel for why this is? Is this like pent-up stuff that people are just aching to get back into the casinos and spend money?
you know, that's what it's looking like, the pent-up demand, you know, after you're not really doing much for a year and a half, 2 years, you know, people are, hey, ready to get back out there and travel. The restrictions got dropped, you know, mask mandates anywhere in Nevada. So that kind of helped out as well. And then, you know, we saw, you know, the first few months when they were hitting the billing mark, and then, you know, no one was kind of expecting it to keep continuing, you know, as strong as it was. But, you know, it's continued throughout this entire year and looks like it's going to continue into next year. So, you know, it definitely has, I think,